The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 6th Canto, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 28. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on April 29th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text Number 28.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Shakta.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Vrido anato pitaro na anyabandha na anyabandhu tapasvino aho maya adana shakto akritagena nichavat vridavanatau pitarau nanyabandhu tapasvino aho maya adana shaktav akritagena nichavat vridavanatau pitarau nanyabandhu tapasvinau aho maya adana tyaktvav akritagena nichavat Vridao, old,
sons.
Anatao, who had no other person to look after their comforts. Let them repeat the English. Who had no other person to look after their comforts.
Žmogaus, kurie galėtų pasirūpinti jais.
Pitarau. My mother and my father and mother.
Mano tėvas ir mama.
Na anyabandhu. Who had no other friend. No, let them repeat English. Who had no other friend. Tapasvano, who underwent great difficulties. Aho, alas, maya, by me.
Manas.
Adana, at that moment, Chakto were given up. Akritagena, ungrateful. Nichavat, like the most abominable first low class person. Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My father and mother were old and had no other son or friend to look after them. Because I did not care of them, they lived with great difficulty. Alas, like an abominable lower class man, I ungratefully left them in that condition. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, Everyone has the responsibility for taking care of Brahmins, old men, women, children, and cows. This is the duty of everyone, especially an upper-class person. Because of his association with a prostitute, Ajamil abandoned all his duties. Regretting this, Ajamil now considered himself quite fallen.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tandvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha.
So Vedic culture, duty is very important. If one neglects their duty, they are low class. If you want to be high class, you must be dutiful. Not that I simply serve my own senses. In other words, if you serve your senses, you are low class. And if you follow the instructions of higher authorities, you are high class. Nowadays, people shudder at the thought of following some higher authority. They find that shocking. Follow a higher authority? Horrible. They can't understand the importance of them. They're fully willing to serve their senses. They feel that their senses are their best friends. They do not realize that uncontrolled senses are the enemy of the living being. Therefore, they engage in unrestricted sense enjoyment. And this paves the royal pathway to hell. Hell means the repetition of birth and death. That's where we are right now. We have been caught in this repetition of birth and death for millions and millions of lifetimes. Having come in contact with Krishna and Guru, we have an opportunity now to come out of this hellish cycle of birth and death. But to do so, one has to become dutiful. One cannot remain simply following one's own whimsical desires. If you follow your whims, you're in bad shape. If you follow your whims, you're going down to the animal kingdom. If you want to be liberated, you want to get free from the material existence, and you must follow the pathway of the great Mahajanas. Mahajano yena gata sabanta. One must follow the pathway of the great spiritual personalities, the Mahajanas. But now whose path are we following? We're following the paths of the politicians, the rock and roll stars. That's the path we are following now. The soccer stars. Rakshasas. We're following Rakshasas. Therefore, we're becoming Rakshasas. Whoever you follow, that's what you become like. Therefore, we should do the greatest service for the humanity by becoming properly fixed in Krishna consciousness and then acting and speaking for the benefit of all living beings. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat evetaro jana sayad pramanam kurute lokastada nivartate. Whatever the great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So we are meant to become ideal examples for the human society. We are giving Brahman initiation. Brahman means, Prabhupada says, Brahman means he is the spiritual master of the human society. Mean he is fixed an ideal character. Shamadamastapashocham Shantirarjavamevacha Gyanam Viganamastakyam Bhamma Karmas Pavavajam. Peacefulness. Self-control. Austerity.
Askeze.
Cleanliness. Forgiveness.
Atleidumas.
Honesty.
Dorybė.
Knowledge.
Žinios.
Wisdom.
Išmintis.
And religiousness.
Ir religingumas.
These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work.
Ir tai yra savybės, kuriomis Brahmanas dirba.
Now they want to make Brahman on the basis of birth.
Dabar yra taip, kad norima padaryti Brahmaną.
But that is not the version of Krishna. The Varnasham system is created by Krishna. Shatirvarnyam mayashrishtam gunav kharva vivagusham. It is created by Krishna. He describes in Bhagavad Gita that he is creator of this system. So who is the authority on how the system works? The creator of the system, he is the authority, or some speculator who says that Brahman is by birth. Who's the authority? The one who has created the system. The Varnasham system is created by Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the authority. And he says the Brahman is known by these qualities. Shamadamastapashocham, etc. That's how the Brahman is known. So, this International Society of Krishna Consciousness is for creating a class of Brahmins in the society. We give first initiation, and then when we see that you're nicely fixed in following your vows, we give you second initiation, Brahman. This way we want to create a class of men and women who are leaders, true leaders of the society. The whole world is going into deeper and darker chaos every day. Because they are not being guided by Vaishnava Brahmins. Formerly, the Vaishnava Brahmins, they controlled the whole society. They were not politicians. They were pure devotees. But the politicians would come to them to be guided how to rule the government, how to rule the state in accordance with Vedic principles. So we want to create such a class of Brahmins now on this planet. Who can give instruction to all the leaders of the world society. The prime ministers, the presidents, even the kings. There are some kings on the planet also. Even they still have some countries, they have hereditary monarchies with actual power. So whatever the system of government may be, that is all right. If they will take the guidance of the Vaishnava Brahman, how to rule their country in accordance with the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then there will be all peace, happiness, and prosperity in their country. But if you try to run things on an atheistic basis, then there will be great difficulty. You may get some temporary success due to past pious activities. But as soon as you exhaust the result of your previous activities, then you will be plunged into the deepest, darkest chaos. So the modern day world governments are lacking this principle of God, Isha Vasha principle. Isha Vasha Majam Saravam Saravam Jagadat. What is it? Isha Vasha Idam Saravam. Tena Chaktena Bunjita Magrada Kashasvidana. Yes. This is the principle on which government should be based.
The principles could what the artists.
That everything animate. Everything animate.
Animate means
living.
Visi, kurie gyvena,
are inanimate means dead matter.
Ar negyvi,
is owned and controlled by the Lord.
Yra priklauso ir valdomi viešpaties.
Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for himself,
ir jai priėmi tik tai, kas tavo pačiam reikalinga,
which are set aside as his quota.
Ir,
but his allotted share.
Ir tai, kad turi savo pakankam, jam pakanka.
Knowing well to whom everything belongs.
Ir žino, kad viskas, kam viskas priklauso.
In other words, everything is the property of God.
Kitų žodžių, viskas priklauso Dievui.
What is the proof?
Ir koks yra įrodymas?
What did you own when you were born?
What
did you own when you were born?
Ir kas jums priklauso, kai jūs gimstat?
What did you bring with you into this world? In the time of death, what will you take with you? Will you take your new Mercedes-Benz? Will you take your iPhone? Or your bank balance? Or your wife and kids? Time of death, you can take them with you? Can you take your nice job with you? How about your college degree? Can you take that with you at the time of death? You can take nothing with you at the time of death. Except for one thing. What is that one thing? Huh? What is it?
Karma.
Yeah, if you're a karmi, yeah. That's true. And if you're a devotee, you have no karma if you're a pure devotee. What do you take with you if you're a pure devotee? What is the name of our society? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. You'll take Krishna Consciousness with you. So, what possession is worth cultivating? If you want to acquire some possession, what possession will be valuable for you? Throw away your karma baggage.
išmesti savo karmos maišą.
And simply accumulate one thing and one thing only as your only possession.
Ir kaupti tik vieną, vienintelį dalyką kaip savo turtą.
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna sam.
And then you become the wealthy man, you see. Your true wealth is how much Krishna consciousness you have. When you lay aside all thoughts, let your mind become peaceful, where does it go? Does it go to
Krishna?
Or does it go to a pretty girl? Or a cool looking guy? Where does your mind go when you let it rest? We have to be honest with ourselves and see how Krishna conscious we are. We have to train the mind so it flows just like the Ganga flows to the Bay of Bengal. Our mind should flow to the lotus feet of Krishna. You must train your mind in such a way that it naturally flows to the lotus feet of Krishna. That it's always taking shelter of Krishna 24 hours a day. That's why we have to chant. Because the more you chant, the more you become purified. And the more you become purified, the more you become Krishna conscious. Because Krishna consciousness is your not do that in the temple room. Because Krishna consciousness is your natural state. It is your normal natural state of consciousness. To be Krishna conscious. So kindly take this process very seriously. Chant at least 16 rounds daily on Japamala beads. Avoid illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. In this way, live a pure life, free from sin. And chant the names of God. In this way you become a saint. In this way you become free of all anxiety. And the Supreme Lord will bless you with eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Hari Balananda.
Žinoma, tai gal jis neteis, bet būna, kad gal tiesiog tas vyresnis tas vyresnis nenori pamokyti, o jas tiek jie kaip, sakant, daug čia kaip vyres atėjo ir man aiškina, aš pats žinau ką daryti, kaip jis daryti.
Klausimas yra toks, kad yra atsidavusiai vyresni ir jaunesni, ir būna, kad vyresnysis nori padėti jaunesniajam ir duoda jam pamokymus kažkokius tai, ir jis, tas jaunesnis baktas nepriima nuo širdžiai to pamokymo ir be mago to, kad jis išžydžia tą vyresnį.
There is a younger devotee and senior devotee, and sometimes senior devotee by his compassion comes to help senior devotee by instructing him, giving some instructions to help him, but that younger devotee accepts it not very respectfully, and even sometimes offends the senior devotee.
So what's the question?
And what to do to senior devotee? To forgive him or what to do? Because if you forgive every time, he will not learn the lesson. What to do in such case? Mm.
Actually, this the one who is senior, he always forgives everyone. But that doesn't mean he doesn't correct them. You understand? The senior devotee, if he's actually senior, and he's more tolerant than a tree. He never takes offense. But it's his duty, out of compassion, to instruct that person, you have done the wrong thing. Even with a spiritual master, they sometimes may do. The spiritual master gives an instruction, they give some excuse, why they don't have to or they can't follow the instruction. So even though the spiritual master is very kind, is always very kind-hearted towards his disciples, still it's his duty to show them how they are in the wrong state of mind and how they have to rectify themselves.
So if anyone is actually
senior devotee, then they're always in the mood of forgiving all the offenses. But out of compassion on that younger devotee, they correct him.
Bet if
so that he will no longer make such mistakes. You see, if the older devotee never corrects the younger devotee, then actually the older devotee is committing violence on the younger devotee. It's the duty of the seniors to help the juniors come advance in Krishna consciousness. Junior means he's making so many mistakes. So if you're actually a senior devotee, you must correct the mistakes of the junior devotee. Not in a mood of I'm greater than you, but in a mood of humble service, that you are my Prabhu and I must serve you. Any other questions?
And there was also what to do if it's not accepting from you.
Well, if they don't accept it, then sometimes you may have to ram it down their throat. Like a horse doesn't want the medicine, they have to hold his mouth open and push it in. Sometimes they have to do that. The horses won't take the medicine, you see. So two men have to hold the horse's mouth open, and the third man puts the pill, throws the pill down his throat. It is out of love. They want to help the horse. They don't want to hurt the horse. They want to help him to get healthy. Sometimes out of love we have to put heavy pressure on the younger devotee. Just like a child, does he want to go to school? My dear child, now it's time for you to go to school. He say, oh, that's so wonderful, I want to go to school. Even Prabhupada did not want to go to school. They had to have, one man had to take him and force and accompany him to school every day to make sure he could go to the school. Children do not want to go to school. I remember, even though I was trained to be very honest, I lied to my mother one day and told her I was sick. Just so I could stay home from school, you see. No child wants to go to school. No child wants to learn how to read. But by pressure, he succumbs to the pressure. And he learns how to read. And then all of a sudden he loves to read. He's going into the library, he's checking out the books. He's reading. He loved to read, you see. So, sometimes in the beginning a little pressure is required. The younger devotee doesn't want to be he trained always. He resists the being trained, you see. But it's the duty of guru and duty of senior devotees that they have to sometimes put, just force the young devotee to learn the lesson. That is love. That is compassion. Any other questions?
Jeigu yra atvirkščias atvejis, kuomet vyresnis atsidavęs daro klaidas, kas jam galėtų padėti?
If a senior devotee commits mistakes, then who can help him?
Well, how senior is he if he's making mistakes?
Koks jis vyresnis atsidavęs, jeigu jis daro klaidas?
Senior means the more they become senior, they become free from mistakes. Someone who's committing many mistakes, he's not that senior. But still, sometimes a senior devotee, he may make mistakes. You can explain to another senior devotee and he can instruct the senior devotee.
Galima paaiškinti kitam vyresniam atsidavusim, kad jis galėtų paaiškinti kitam atsidavusim vyresniam, tam, kuris padarė tas klaidas.
Taigi, kaip tada neapitas?
How the junior devotee knows the senior is making a mistake? It could be the junior devotee's mistake. He's thinking the senior is making a mistake. So it becomes confusing, doesn't it? So what's the solution to get out of all this confusion? Krishna consciousness. Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upiyantite. To those who were constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So if you are sincerely trying to be Krishna conscious, you won't need to be corrected by a senior devotee. The super soul within your heart will tell you you've done the wrong thing. And you will understand I've done the wrong thing. If you sincerely are trying to always be Krishna conscious, you will gain the power of discrimination between to know who's right and who's wrong and when they're right and when they're wrong. So just focus on becoming Krishna conscious and then everything will be very smooth and nice. But if you think, here I am in this organization, I want to move up the ladder so I can chastise people. I want to be able to lord it over. I want to be a leader so I can assert my self as an authority. Is that a pure desire? No, it's material desire. You've come to ISKCON, but you're holding your desire to lord it over. You're keeping that lording it over desire with you when you come. Give me a little position so I can lord it over others, and I'll be happy if I can lord it over others. You know the story of, do you know the story of the potter boy? He had great desire to become wealthy. So he made one earthen pot. And he took it to the marketplace. And he was thinking, I will sell this earthen pot, I will make a nice profit, and I will make, with that profit, I'll buy two, and I'll make a even more profit, and I'll get four, I'll make even more profit. This way he was dreaming of becoming a very, very wealthy man by his potter business. And he was taking, he's on the way to the market, he laid down to take a little nap. He was greatly enjoying his idea of being a multi-millionaire. He lay the pot down, he went for a little nap on the way to the marketplace. In his dream, he became even more wealthy. In his, he fell asleep, he dreamt he was very wealthy. He had a big palace. He had so many servants. He had a very beautiful wife. And he was thinking, yes, if my wife is not subservient to me, I will give her a kick. So, he, in this dream, he kicked the pot. When he kicked his wife in the dream, he kicked the pot. And he woke up and he realized all his whole idea was finished. Now he has to remain a pauper because he kicked the pot, he broke the pot. So sometimes people come to Krishna Ganga's movement, they have a lording over propensity. They think, let me get in this organization, become a leader so I can lord it over people. They don't last. People, they may become a leader for some time, but they don't last. The one who can succeed for a whole lifetime of leadership is the one who is in the mood of serving others. He can remain the best leader for his whole life. He'll be a powerful leader in this movement. So if you have a desire to be a leader, that's all right. But learn what it takes to be a leader. To be the humble servant of every single devotee. That is leader. Not to give me a big position. Give me a big title. So I can lord it over the other people. Any more questions?
Jeigu mes, kai mes atliekam, kai mes atliekam atsidėjimo tarnystę, išsivysto kažkaip, kai mes atliekam konkrečią atsidėjimo tarnystę, mes prisirišam, ir kaip žinoti, ar tai Krishna prisiriša, ar tai mūsų kažkaip.
When we are doing some particular service, long time, we get this attachment. How to know if Krishna attached, to this service, or is it just our? Our.
Whether it's a material attachment or a spiritual attachment?
Yeah. She's saying that, can we understand that it's the attachment to Krishna or
to the service? I'm attached to having doing this service, or am I attached to Krishna?
Or it's from Krishna comes
this particular service.
Or the service is attached to Krishna.
How do I know if the service is for Krishna's pleasure and for my own?
If we become attached to some service that we are doing again and again, so is Krishna liking this service, or I am personally becoming attached?
So, if I'm attached to doing some service, is it pleasing Krishna, or is it just my own sense enjoyment, basically, right?
Taigi, jei mes prisirešam prie kažkokios tarnystės, ar tai patenkina Krishna, ar tai čia mūsų juslių tenkinimas?
That depends on your mood.
Tai priklauso nuo jūsų nuotaikos.
There's nothing wrong with relishing your service.
Nėra blogai tenkintis tą tarnystę jūsų
pasitenkinimą. But the test will be if you can do another service and also relish that too.
Bet išbandymas yra tame, kad jūs atliktumėt kitą tarnystę ir taipogi gautumėt tą malonumą.
Because the goal is to please Krishna.
Nes tikslas yra patenkinti Krishna.
Not to please you.
O ne save.
I may be given a service I hate.
O kas atsitiktų, jei gaučiau tokią tarnystę, kurios nekenčiu?
But if I can please Krishna by doing that service, then that's all right.
Bet jei tą tarnystę galima patenkinti Krishna, tai puiku.
Actually, the spiritual master likes to see how to engage the disciples according to their nature. Because he wants them to be happy in their service. He always tries to engage his disciples according to their nature, what they are inclined to do. The temple authorities also did them.
Pagal jo ir netgi šventyklos autoritetai taip pat daro.
But from the disciples' viewpoint, I should think, let me do whatever needs to be done.
Bet iš mokinio pusės reikia galvoti taip, kad prašau, darysiu tai, ką reikia padaryti labiausiai.
Let me be fully surrendered to doing whatever needs to be done.
Pilnai atsiduodami į tai, ką reikia padaryti.
I remember a very nice example of this. I was attending a festival in New Vrindavan in the USA. And there was many, it was like hundreds of devotees at this festival. And it was time for prasadam, the feast. But it had not been, the servout had not been properly organized. Nobody was sitting down properly. There was no servers to serve out properly. It was chaos. All they did was they brought these huge containers full of prasadam. They were sitting there. So devotees started getting up to just go over and grab their own prasadam, like hundreds of devotees. It was completely
chaos.
So there was one senior devotee there, a GBC man. And he didn't start yelling, "Everybody sit down, this is nonsense." He got up and personally started serving the prasadam, and the whole thing was changed. He didn't think, well, I'm a GBC, they should serve me first. No, he became the humble servant of all the devotees. He personally started serving out all the devotees. Is it? So in this way, if you do what needs to be done, if you're attached to doing any service, whatever needs to be done, then you're advancing very nicely in Krishna
consciousness.
And at the same time, if you're attached to doing a particular service, that's very good. We encourage everyone to become, to take some service and make it your life and soul. Don't be so rigid that you can't do something else when there is a necessity. Just like that GBC man, he's been nicely serving as a GBC man for many years. He must be relishing that service as a GBC man. But yet, when there was need, he's willing to be a humble devotee serving the prasadam to all the devotees. So our time is up. And now we have a special announcement. Bhaktan Asta has just been authorized for Pranam Mantra. And I haven't given it to her yet. So I want to take the opportunity of this auspicious Gaurika space here, this auspicious gathering, to give her the Pranam Mantra. And a photograph suitable for worshiping Hare Krishna. So now continue following very nicely this process, and then the authorities will be pleased and they will recommend you for initiation in due course. We wish you all success on your pathway. Back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.